Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the TVR show, where we talk about the weird, the wild, comics, survival, zombie apocalypses,
okay,
TV shows, new happenings in the world,
really anything,
and pretty much anything. Nothing's safe. Let's get started. All right. So, first things first, actually.
Chef. What's up, guys?
Your name's Chef?
The name's Bulldozer.
Yeah, Chef, Viking, our true identities aren't out there yet. We're still safe.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start this off with a Q&A of the Invincible Season 2 series that was on YouTube. A couple people asked some questions.
Watch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you haven't watched it, watch it. Pause this. Yeah. Then come on back. Okay. It's 8 episodes. Come on back. And then listen to these Q&A things. All right. So first things first, Victor Hernandez asked.
Hernandez.
How old is Conquest?
Conquest. You know Conquest.
Yeah. By the way, guys, Chef, total scrub, didn't read all the comics or anything.
Nah, dude.
He's seen some of my videos and stuff, the clips and everything, but Conquest, that older, gigantic dude, gray hair.
First of all,
Viltrumite.
First of all, we had a pact saying that we're not going to read, do anything with the comics because we want to be surprised for season two of the show. And this dude couldn't resist. He was addicted.
I literally made the ultimate season two guide for you.
And I didn't watch it.
I tried to make your experience as good as possible.
Dude, no.
Made the comics move, dude. The comics were moving.
Bro, I still have that algorithm.
Is that an animated series?
It was decent. Bro, I mean, you have to watch it. If you don't care about spoilers, you got to watch it.
All right. Conquest, how old is he?
I know what you're talking about now.
I don't know an exact number, but in the show, when they do flashbacks of how there was like the culling on Viltrum when everybody was like killing each other, that dude was in the background just decimating people. Yeah. So he was an OG from there.
I think he had like the clip where he got impaled like that.
Probably. DG, roll that. DG's our video guy. Anyways.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So in the comics, we find out that Omni-Man was born after they had already left Viltrum and like the ships were flying through space. So Omni-Man.
Damn, dude. Omni-Man was how old in the show?
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to say that Conquest is at least 5,000 years old, maybe 10,000, 20,000.
That's true. They get stronger when they're older.
Yep.
So that means if he's around that long, dude's a savage.
The only one older, I'd say, or the same age would be Thaddeus. I call him Thaddeus.
You got a nice fatty or what?
Chef got no idea what I'm talking about. All right. That's the first one. All right. We only got two more.
And I'm proud of it.
Okay. Armstrong the God. Who's the most powerful character in the series? I have two options. Most powerful.
I mean, you would assume in time Invincible would be the strongest.
No. Not even close.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my mouth
There's
shut.
This entity. This ain't even a spoiler. There's this entity thing, and it can manipulate time. It's like white with like tentacles. That's pretty powerful.
Is that kind of like, what's it called from Marvel? The Watcher or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think it's not like, I don't know. It's an octopus time machine.
But I'm saying like his power is kind of the same though, right? And
you don't really know anything about it. You only see it once. Anyways, that's powerful. But the most powerful being. This is a lot of people
controversial.
Probably
hit the controversial button.
They're gonna think it's they're gonna say Adam Eve or
she's pretty dope.
Thrag, you know, guys like that. Robot.
Robot turns up, bro.
You don't even know.
Oh god.
Anyways, Monster Girl.
What?
Monster Girl.
All right.
The most powerful.
Bro,
being in Invincible is Monster Girl.
Dude, you just lost your Invincible card.
I'm gonna bring it up. Hold up.
I don't know if I even want to hear it, but there's just no way.
This is in volume 5, okay?
Blur my face out, bro.
Is it volume 5?
Yeah, this is 5 right there.
No, no, no. Hold on. I thought this had the thing in it. Damn. Hold on. I gotta find. I had marked this out.
We're getting like 10 dislikes right now.
Oh, here it is, right here. I'm sorry. It's in compendium 3.
Damn, show me how big that book is, bro.
Bro, it's in compendium 3. That's
curling fat, that thing?
Fat daddy right there.
Curling that job.
Fat daddy. Oh, yeah, dude. Right to the biceps. So, this is an alternate universe. This ain't gonna spoil nothing.
Oh, so it's not even...
It's an alternate universe, okay? Right. In this universe, the Viltrum mites, they took over Earth. All of them are on Earth, right? And somebody took their main dude. I ain't gonna say who or nothing, right? So we took their main dude, right? And they're super worried, and they decide... And we see... So, one of the strongest Viltrumites is Conquest.
Okay.
That's Conquest right there.
Stronger than Thrag, because Thrag's an old head. No, that's okay.
That's Conquest. Okay. Not stronger than Thrag. I'm gonna say he's top 5 though. Strongest.
Do we even know top 5 though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying top 5. Okay. Therefore it is law. All right.
No, but I'm saying I don't know if there was like top 5 in the comics or you're just throwing that out there.
Nah, you can just tell.
Okay.
Conquest definitely top 5 Viltrumites. He's worried, dude. He's like, are you sure about this? Because this chick's like, we're gonna use the secret weapon. The secret weapon, dude. Our empire is being held hostage by one of these creatures. If we allow this, we'll never see the end of it. He said, Conquest says this, dude. Look at this dude. This dude's seen some shit.
Yeah, his eye's missing, right?
Dude, he's like, but the last time we unleashed this beast, it was, I'm not sure we'll be able to contain it.
But dude,
bro, look at all these Viltrumites.
I get this, bro, but why are we talking about this? If it's an alternate universe.
It's in the series. It's in the comic series.
But I'm saying, it's in the comic series, but...
Monster Girl's in the universe. It's not a different Monster Girl. Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
It's still Monster Girl, same power.
But I understand that. But I'm saying, on the show...
This dude's scrub.
On the show, is that...
That's Monster Girl.
I know, but is that the same universe? Is it like, is this completely different?
There's somebody that can go to different.
Okay. So that's not even
realities.
That's not in that universe. She's stronger, but in the universe that we've seen.
So this is why. This is why.
Yeah.
Because she's younger. Look.
So she's like a baby.
It's a baby. That's Monster Girl.
I get that.
So this is how Monster Girl's power scales. The younger she gets, the more powerful the monster gets.
Yeah, I get that.
And she gets younger every time she uses the power. So every time she uses her power, she gets stronger, stronger, stronger. So she's an infant here. Dude, to activate her, literally, she just, look at Viltrumite, just whips her.
Backhand her?
Dude, nah, just whips her. Look how high in the sky they are. Just whip it at the problem. They throw the baby. Bro, are you kidding?
Are you showing me?
Are you kidding? Look at the size of that.
He's a Godzilla, but like.
So. The top Viltrumites, the entire Viltrumite empire, isn't sure they can contain
a baby.
A baby. Monster Girl. Monster Girl's the most powerful.
But think about this, though, bro. Easily just kill her when she's an infant. When she gets back to her normal form.
Well, no, she just like, as soon as you try to do anything, she just changes, dude.
Instantly? Okay.
I mean, maybe you could. Who knows? I'm just saying, dude, I mean, with that kind of, way of looking at it, you can just somebody just sleeping. Oh, Omni Man sleeping. You just
put a spike in his head.
He's sleeping.
Dude.
He's sleeping.
Homie got a laser shot at him and he ate it like nothing.
Alright, we ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
We're talking about it.
He's supposed to be the freaking invincible.
I am. What are you talking about?
CEO of trash, bro.
No. Well, that's the show and then the comic.
I get that though. I mean, it makes sense. If she's a baby, she's going to be insanely strong. But
she's humongous, dude.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. There's a type of creature that the Viltrumites can get fucked up by, too.
Well, remember...
Real small compared to that.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, that...
My Omni-Man was struggling with the... What was it called? Remember, like, the last episode of the season 1? Him and Mark were fighting, But I'm just the show is these monsters are just like
the show's ridiculous with that stuff. You're talking about the
they had a special name for it.
The dead dudes that are like robot cyborg dudes.
No, bro. The actual monster with the octopus
jaw. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
To get eaten by it.
Yeah, that thing's in the comic.
Is it as strong too? Or
he literally wrecks it immediately. It doesn't even have a chance. And then Immortal shows up, literally just wrecks him.
Still probably the all time.
There ain't no eye gouge, nothing.
Dude, really?
Dude doesn't take a scratch from anybody. Entire season one, never takes a scratch. When he's seen the Guardians of the Globe, decapitate them all. Never took one damage.
What do you like? How do you like Omni Man's character better in the comics or in the show?
I mean, the show's cool, man.
But is he like as savage in the comics? Like, you know how he's like tells his Mark's mom like she resembles a pet to him or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Same dude. Okay. Same dude. Yeah. He's just him and Mark are stronger in the comic.
But it seems like Mark and him have a pretty good relationship. Obviously, the end of the season, you know, gets a little
iffy.
Yeah.
Gets a little iffy. Yeah. Yeah, no. It's, yeah.
Yeah, let's just check,
dude. Okay. Last thing. Brandon Winchester.
Brandon.
Asked about crossovers. Do we think they're going to be in the show? Spider-Man, Batman, Spawn.
I cannot believe they had those.
I honestly don't think Spider-Man's going to be in it. I think Spawn will be, because Spawn is part of Image Comics. Batman, you know, I don't know.
I couldn't see that.
So Marvel allowed a crossover event. Actually, you know, to be honest, the way Invincible blew up with that first season, I think it's going to blow up so much that Marvel or Sony, whoever the fuck owns Spider-Man now, everybody owns it. You know what I mean? Spider-Man's a little whore. He's a little whore. Everybody's got their hands on him. He belongs
to the streets.
Yep. I think they're going to see a money opportunity. Yo, let's get Spider-Man in there.
But I think Spawn would make sense the most. Because, like, I mean, dude's unbelievably strong, too. Batman gets flicked. Spider-Man, flicked.
He just had, like, a cameo, Batman.
I know. Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It would still be dope to see him, but I'm saying, like, Spawn might be able to tear some people up in there.
Oh, for sure. He does some fighting in there, in the comic.
For real?
Batman's in the comic. Spawn's in the comic. Spider-Man's in the comic.
That's dope, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, think about it. That's in a comic. They would have to have rights to do that in the comic, right?
So, with Spider-Man, they did, because Marvel made a comic called the Team-Up Series or whatever, and Invincible was in Marvel's comic. Yeah. He's got some funny panels, dude. You gotta see him.
But, bro, if Batman is in it, that's the DC universe.
But Batman only shows his arm and shit.
Oh, okay.
And Invincible kind of makes fun of, like, his name. Like, you couldn't pick a better name, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know it's Batman's Gotham City in the background, but they don't, like, you know, say Batman.
But I'm saying, how crazy would that be? He's talking to Batman, and then Superman comes.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's it for the Q&A. Nobody else has any other questions. So, yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. What's next?
I don't know, dude. What are we going to talk about?
Are you kidding?
New shows, new movies. Oh! Well, we could talk about that, though, right? I mean, like, Superman versus Invincible. Omni-Man?
No.
Not as Omni-Man wins. But, like, Superman, obviously, son and everything.
Superman wins. Superman wins all day.
He's corny, bro.
So, Superman wins all day. This is my thing. This is the thing I hate. Like, Invincible, right? It's only got a set amount of issues, 144 issues. It was out for, I think, 10 or 12 years. Batman, Superman, those motherfuckers have been out for 80 years. Dude. So they get, like, new feats. These comics was like a steady story the entire time. Yeah. From day one, it's a steady story progressing to an end, right? Superman and Batman and shit, it was just like, they didn't even have a story. Like, oh, there's a villain. Okay, it's end of the day, it's good. Oh, there's a villain. And like, you know how Omni-Man wins?
If we take the first issue of both comics, Omni-Man wins.
Yeah.
Omni-Man is an absolute super savage to begin with, right? Superman's first issues, dude could barely pick up a car.
Yeah, wasn't he like...
Couldn't fly. He could just jump.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Couldn't fly. Could only pick up like a car. He was weak.
Yeah, I mean, he's ridiculous.
And what they did was... Laser
Omni-Man in half.
Other comic companies, Marvel and shit, be dropping shit. And they always wanted to make it so he was more powerful. So the next week he would have an even crazier feat. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So it's like...
DC comparing with Marvel, they got to make sure he's like the most OP.
Meanwhile, Invincible's like kind of makes fun of those tropes and shit.
Does he really?
Invincible comics make fun of that kind of
shit. I like that. And that's the whole point of it.
It's the most realistic comic.
Yeah, think about it. He destroys the Guardians
superhero instantly. Oh, yeah.
Just shows how much of a scrub they are.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, bro. Like, if I had a 1v1 fight with Batman, I'm probably beating him.
Stupid.
I mean, he's like smart.
Probably destroying him.
Bro, if he didn't have, like, even if he has a suit on, homie would probably get the hands.
What makes me mad too, and this is why another flaw in the comics and shit, right?
Of what, like Marvel and DC?
Of the feats they make these people do. Because like they're always like, Batman's just a regular dude, but he got a bat suit on, this and that, you know. He ain't a regular dude because in the comics, somebody said, like, I looked it up. He was like overhead pressing like 800 pounds or something. I'm like, at that point, he's not a regular dude. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
World's strongest men
can't
lift 800 pounds overhead.
I mean, if they can do
It's either 8 or 6 or something.
And if they do that, it's not like they're mobile like how he is.
Hmm.
Homie's like super.
I don't athletic. Think they can't get that much.
Yeah, they can't even. Yeah, I know.
They can't get that much over their head.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
They're not. They're very slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bane probably struggles with 800.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Bane's great, dude.
But yeah.
Yo, did you see the new Venom?
Omni-Man wins. Anyways, no, I didn't. Did you?
It was pretty good.
I heard it was trash.
It was all right.
PG-13.
Don't matter.
Shit's corny.
Still getting people's heads bitten and everything. It was decent.
Dumb, dude. They're like, oh, turn your head. Was there blood and shit? You see spinal cords flying out?
I don't think so, actually.
That's corny. Literally Invincible show. More gory than that fucking movie.
I get that, dude, but it was decent.
More gory than that movie.
It was solid, though.
I walk into a room. What do I want to see? Do I want to see pissed Omni-Man or Carnage? I want to see Carnage.
Yeah.
Probably just, oh, you're dead. Right.
For PG-13, it was good. It was solid.
Anybody listening, watching right now, you want to watch something good that is like Venom, or I didn't even see that, but this is already better than Venom and that. It's called Upgrade. Watch a movie called Upgrade.
You ever watch that? Never even heard of it.
It's basically like Venom, but for adults.
Right? Really?
For adults.
Is it animated? When did this come out?
A few years back, man. Only the big dogs know about it.
Bro, no one knows about it.
Get on my level.
Bro, this is the guy that's saying that Beast Girl's the strongest character in Invincible.
Monster Girl,
like what?
She would shred you. She would shred you.
I would literally put a diaper on her and put her to sleep. Homie would never become a monster because she'd be sleeping the whole time. I'm not worried about her. Get a little
dude, you're scared of heights. She would literally pick you up.
I'm not scared of
halfway,
heights.
Halfway up to like her knee, and you'd be like, oh my god, we're too high. We're too high. You'd have a heart. Bro, she would just pick you up and you would die from fear.
Bro, I'm not scared of heights. My lift was rocking back and forth, bro. That was sketchy.
Oh my god.
Whatever, dude.
All right.
Venom was alright. Now you want to talk about trash. Dune was trash.
I didn't watch it. I saw the original.
Maybe because I didn't see the original. Maybe I don't appreciate it. But
yeah,
dude,
the visuals look good.
I mean, there was some dope stuff, but a lot of Jason Momoa's character corny.
Really?
And did the original have like a lot of flashbacks and everything?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Original's so old, dude.
Not flashbacks, but
I watched it on a VHS, cassette tape.
Dang.
Not cassette, VHS.
How did the worm look in that? Was there worms in that one?
Oh, yeah. They're just gigantic, like, fucking claymation things.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe I just didn't appreciate it, but it was solid, but two to two and a half hours. Mm. Dude just keeps dreaming about what Zendaya.
Who?
The girl from Spider-Man, Spider-Man's side chick.
Oh.
I guess he's not side chick, main chick.
What, Mary Jane?
Yeah. In the new Spider-Man, Zendaya. His girlfriend.
Okay. What's her name in the movie, Mick? Zendaya?
No, her real name is Zendaya.
Oh, okay.
I think that's her. That's her.
The newest one with the Mysterio one.
Yeah, Far Home or whatever.
Yeah. Far From Home.
Yeah, she was in both of them.
Okay.
But her character.
I've only seen them once.
What? Spider-Man's?
I feel like Spider-Man's weak as hell all of a sudden.
Hot take. Don't really like the new ones.
He's weak, right?
I just don't like him. He's
getting fooled by these little. It's like a fucking. It's like my living room projector that hovers.
Bro, if you get beat by a magician.
He's fucking hit by trains and shit.
If you get beat by a magician, like, you should just, like, hang the suit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Homie's taking rabbits out of a hat and stuff. Like, bro, what?
This is projectors. It's just a flying projector. I know,
that's what I'm saying.
Dude, Spidey senses ain't working and shit. Dude, just getting hit by trains. How'd you get hit by a train, dude? That thing's on a fucking, it's like, what, 4 feet wide. You know what I mean? It's on a track.
I'll tell you what, bro. I'll tell you what would never happen. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, would never get beat up by Mysterio.
Oh my god, he'd destroy him.
Destroy him.
Yeah.
He fought real legit villains.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like the Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
That's probably another hot take. He's probably my favorite one.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I liked him.
I don't like the new one. I don't know
and,
why.
And then maybe I liked how Gwen Stacy died and shit. I was like, yo, this shit's real.
I don't want my Spider-Man in middle school. He just gets middle school vibes, which I don't think he is. I think
he's like 5'2".
Yeah.
Can we get a taller Spider-Man?
Which
he ain't got to be big.
Comics, he's taller though. You know. I mean, what size is he? Well, average?
Dude, I'm thinking I used to watch the show and shit. Amazing Spider-Man,
dude,
dude was not 5'2". He didn't look like he was 12.
He didn't weigh 140 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. He was like.
Now I could believe that Spider-Man was bent overhead pressing 800. You know what I mean?
Well, then that's Batman we're talking about.
No, but I'm saying I can believe that Spider-Man in the series.
Stupid
dude's yoked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one probably can't even do a push-up. He's like more shredded than both of us. But
I see him. He is shredded.
But when you're that skinny, bro, I don't.
He's just too young. He looks too young.
Yeah, he got real scared when he heard Toby coming back.
Let's put it this way: they could never with that one do a fast forward. Like he's older. Like, did you see that little kid with a beard, dude?
Yeah.
There's no way.
He
would look like.
He can't grow one.
He would have one of them fake Abraham Lincoln beards and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't. I mean, he's all right, but he's not.
He's not bad. I'll watch them all. Yeah,
you have to, right?
But yeah, he's not my favorite now.
It's just something. It's just something missing.
I like his personality and shit. It's good. It's good.
Because wasn't Spider-Man homie's a photographer, right?
Yeah.
So he was working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
This kid's always on the middle school bus and shit.
Yeah. Like he's
literally always on the bus.
And stuff. Yeah.
I thought it was over.
Playing Xbox and...
He's like, oh no, Mr. Stark. Mr. Stark, can you help? You fucking jumped out of the
bus. I'll tell you what though, bro. Avengers, when he's fading away and he's in Iron Man's arm.
You're like, oh, from my heart. Yeah.
That he deserved an Oscar.
Sorry,
right there.
Little guy.
Yeah. Toby would have never pulled that off.
Dude.
Toby wouldn't have pulled that off because he's like a little baby. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Innocent.
Little guy.
When I think of Toby, I think of a man, bro.
Yeah.
Like going up in there and just destroying anybody.
Yo, I don't feel so good. He lasted, though, too.
Yeah.
He didn't disappear right away, man. He was fighting it.
Yeah.
Everybody else, gone. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Was that Stan Lee's first creation?
Spider-Man, I think so. I think it was.
Or I remember hearing this thing, Stan Lee made Spider-Man, showed it to, the editor or whatever.
They hated it, right?
Hated it. It's trash. And then this comic was like about to die, and he was able to like do his own issue. So he threw Spider-Man in there or something, and then like did it, and it fucking popped off. His editor was like, "Hey, remember that Spider character I told you about that we both really liked? Like, you should." That's how he like phrased it. That we both really liked. Yeah, you should, you know, do that again.
All slime balls, dude.
Yeah,
but I wonder. We gotta look up the stats. Maybe DG can throw this up in there. I wonder what the top grossing superhero is. Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. Those are obviously the top three, right? They beat out those top three beat up anybody. I'm sure it's probably Superman, Spider-Man, Batman.
Power Rangers. It's probably Spider-Man.
Over Superman.
I think so. Why all these companies always trying to get up on him?
You're probably right.
Nobody else trying to buy Superman.
Because he's probably locked down, though. You're probably right, though, too. I'm trying to think.
There's goddamn 85 Spider-Man movies with 42 actors.
That's what I'm saying.
And they always pop off.
Yeah.
Like Superman?
There's not a lot of movies. Back in the day, though.
But nobody likes him now for some reason. You know what I mean?
I think because he's so powerful, it's so hard to put in a movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But back in the day, what?
Everybody got kryptonite, you know what I mean? Everybody got kryptonite.
But when the original movies, when did they come out? Was that 80s or
something? 80s, I think.
80s? That was huge back then.
Christopher Reeves, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So maybe back then he was... I don't know. I would like to look up that stat. See what that highest grossing...
superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those will have to be the top three.
Yeah.
Obviously, Marvel's number one, but it's crazy, though, if you think about how big Marvel is, and people love Marvel way better, but the biggest superheroes are Batman and Superman from DC, but their, comics are not. Their comics are better.
I feel like DC did better in the past, and now
movies are absolute trash. The last
10, 15 years, Marvel, really...
yeah,
tearing them up.
Their movie games are a lot better.
Look at Netflix, Daredevil.
Yeah,
that's Marvel. Now those got canceled because I think they're gonna bring them to another platform. Maybe
Disney Plus.
They were so good.
Disney Plus is gonna take them. Well, supposed to take them.
But they were good, dude.
Daredevil is best.
Yeah.
I think I like Jessica Jones second.
Me too.
Which I thought she was going to be corny.
And I was like, who is this broad? You know what I mean? Who is this? Dude, she's awesome.
And then they had Dragon Fist and Luke Cage, right?
Yeah, I get Luke Cage third, and then Dragon Fist.
They kind of...
whatever fuck, what's his name?
The actual name of the
character? Dragon Fist, dude.
Iron Fist.
He's a scrub. He's a scrub.
I grew up watching
he's a hippie with
kung fu and action movies. With
a magic fist.
I like the fighting styles and stuff. I like that kung fu kind of stuff, but his character was just real cheesy.
He's a hippie. He's like, I don't need money anymore.
Yeah.
And he's rarely uses his fist.
Because he can't. He doesn't know how to harness his power.
He's a scrub. Jessica Jones, way better.
Yeah. She's
badass.
She was an actual person.
She could take damage. She's sipping. You know what I mean?
Hardcore sipper, bro.
She get horny. So, yeah.
Luke Cage had a hand.
She was cool. And the best part, I think the best villain was the villain Jessica Jones. That Killgrave.
Yeah. Could you imagine having that power?
Bro, that power is insane.
I mean, that's best.
Anything he tells you, you got to do.
Professor X, does he read or does he do controlling too? He can control
both.
Right,
both.
You but he do just
both.
Doesn't do it.
Yeah, you can do a bunch of shit, but he's just more passive.
When you have that type of power, bro, it's it would kind of be hard not to be
that dude,
a villain.
Whatever he tells you to do, you have to do. And it lasted for they were trying forever. To see if it was forever. I think it was actually a couple, maybe a week or 2 weeks.
No, bro,
it lasted. I can't remember
until you would die.
No, I feel like they found, by the end, they found it was, a week or two.
Really?
Yeah, it was something weird.
Maybe he had to keep reassuring it, oh.
Well, yeah, if he did that, yeah. But, yeah,
think about it, bro. If you had that power, it would be kind of hard for you not to be doing some crazy stuff.
He'd be like somebody made him mad, and he was like, start jumping.
Yeah.
And just walk away. Dude died.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Dude died from jumping.
I'll tell you what.
Like, literally keep trying to jump until you're dead.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If I had that power, I would have got the PS5 right away.
Stupid.
Cutting line. Hey, I was here, right? Are you giving that to me?
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I call the place.
Yeah.
Drop a PS5 off at this address.
See, I'm not even thinking like that, dude.
Drop a PS5 off at this address.
Too powerful.
See? Yeah.
I mean, he could technically be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Jessica found a way for him not to get to her, though. I forget what it was. It was so long ago.
Yeah, it was years ago, man. I can't remember.
Either way, though, it was still dope, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the difference is Marvel, they were just able to put shows out better than DC.
Way better. Look at DC. Look at Flash, man. I've been watching a lot of, like, people making fun of it and shit. It looks so stupid.
Dude.
It's just worse than the Power Rangers. Green Arrow. Oh, my God.
Green Arrow's like doo-doo, too. Like,
literally, dude, just doing pull-ups for half an episode. And then, I'm going to save this city. And then, you get a flashback. He's on an island. And then fucking,
they have so many
dope he pulls characters. Off a super shot. Yeah. By the end of the episode, he's doing pull-ups. That's it. Stupid.
They have that new series out, Titans. Did you see any of that? I'm behind on that, but.
First season was decent.
Yeah, first season was decent.
It's doo-doo.
But even that, though, was a little cheesy, too, you know? Like,
turned real doo-doo.
It's like, is it really that hard to find actors? Like, some of these actors are just like.
Oh, yeah.
There's millions of people out there. I guess that's the reason.
Millions of people you could pick.
That are trash.
To act and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
Dude, the latest season, Raven, she ain't even in it. I don't even know where she's at.
Really?
But like when they showed that girl, I was like, it's like a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-year-old. Everybody else is like 20s, right?
I think that's the whole point. Teen Titans. Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to be in their teens, but this is like, they're old. True. These ones are older. They're all older. Everybody except Raven.
Yeah.
Look like a little girl.
That's why it's not called Teen Titans. It's called Titans.
Exactly. Yeah, because some shit happened.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, flashbacks. What happened to the
Titans? My dad watches it. He says good. But he also likes The Flash.
Shit. His opinion means nothing here.
So, I love you, Dad, but. But, yeah, I think that's the problem, dude. Comics, I think DC's probably, like, just crazy. Their comics are nice. But
yeah.
But the shows are just all kind of doo-doo. I can't really think of one good DC show. You know what I mean? Leave in the comments. What's better, DC or Marvel?
I don't know any good DC show.
And actually, maybe why you guys think that too. Like, I can't really think of anything else.
The Marvel new ones on Disney Plus, literally every episode is like a movie.
That's true.
Nothing's beating the quality.
That's true.
Loki was kind of doo-doo.
Look who's disappointing, yeah.
But
hey, go Scarlet. Back and watch our reactions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Check out the reaction videos.
Vision.
Wanda. Scarlet Witch one.
Yeah, Wanda.
WandaVision. Dude. That one was good. That was good. I thought it was good. Like, when I seen that black and white to begin with, I was like, oh, man, it's Dookie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it surprised me.
Yeah.
And then Loki was like, yo, it was the opposite. Yo, this is going to be great. And then it was like,
bro, I heard What If series got real good.
Yeah.
It got real crazy, yeah. And like, it supposedly ties in. People were like, you know how it's like, what if? Like,
mm-hmm.
It actually ties in with the real movies. We might see some stuff in the real movie.
OMG.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mic drop. So, yeah. I don't know. Pretty decent. Venom was all right. Dune was eh. New Batman looks dope.
New Flash, Batman looks interesting.
Flash looks pretty dope. You see the new trailer for Flash?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Same dude?
Are you kidding?
Is it the same? Is the same dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not from the TV series, but from the movies.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a Batman's in it.
Ben Affleck?
No, it's supposed to be Keaton.
Who?
Michael Keaton.
Old-ass Michael Keaton?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
He still got it. Supposedly. But you don't see his face, but you see the back. You know
what I mean? So he's going through the other
Earths
and shit. He's going like, I'm an Earth 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is dope. Yeah. I mean, think about Marvel's doing all this time travel, too. DC got to keep up with it.
Well, I mean, they both have had all these other... No, so, yeah. I don't even know if it's... DC's always had the time traveling. They both have alternate realities.
They got all that shit.
But you gotta watch. The trailer looks pretty dope. Batman, I'm actually like, come on, bro. We got Twilight dude over here, but he looks pretty.
When I seen the preview, I was like, yo,
I'm interested.
Is that Edward Cullen?
Yeah.
Edward Cullen got somebody fucked him up.
He could bite my neck, bro.
Yeah, that's after he seen the video of so stupid. That's after he seen the video of his woman banging the director or whatever.
What?
Dude, I think that's why they broke up. He caught her or somebody
for
caught
for real?
I think paparazzi. Somebody caught she was like she was banging dating the director.
What?
Wow. Dude, there were pictures online.
Nuh-uh.
Dude, just pearl. You know pearl necklace? She had the pearl.
Wow.
She had the pearls, dude.
Wow.
In the picture. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, I guess that. Yeah, definitely break up with somebody with that. But she was like weird at. She was kind of weird anyway. She looks like one of those types of chicks. She's
a bad actor, I think.
She's one of those chicks that don't shower.
Probably not.
I get that vibe.
Yeah?
You know what I mean? Like, probably doesn't shave.
Doesn't shave. She got hairy armpits or something.
I think so. Probably showers like
all natural, dude.
Am I judging?
She all natural, dude.
Am I about to get canceled, dude?
Yeah. Oh, dude, chicks can have armpit hair too.
They can just for like that day, and then they should shave it. Oh my God!
Just braid it, dude. Why would you shave it when you can braid it? You don't braid your armpit hair,
bro. No.
Oh,
honestly, I think women should get their armpit hair laser removed.
I think that's extreme because the laser shit, I think it closes up your pores. Where else are they going to sweat?
That's fine.
Dude, they have some, be sweating like crazy.
Women shouldn't sweat either.
Oh my
God. I'm joking.
Literally just sitting in like a dehumidifier.
I'm messing.
They got them in the cigar room.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping there?
Yeah, bro, but dude, that, I feel like we should almost have like clips of this. Like, we got to set next time we do this or whatever. Have like little clips so we can watch and like react to like just the actual, like for you not seeing that the Flash clip, you'd probably freak out. Looks good. Not recording.
Huh?
Wasn't recording.
No, it's recording. Dude, why are you gonna be fucking looking now and shit?
No, I don't know, bro. What?
We're good. No, I just wanted to see what the time was at.
Bro, how's this setup right now, guys? Blue color. The red.
The TBR show colors right there.
I love it, bro.
You ever hear the Viking Reaper? Those are scholars, dude.
The Viking Reaper.
You're sick. But yeah, dude.
What else we got?
I don't know. I don't even know when that comes out, but it looks amazing. I mean, at the end of the day, we're always going to watch any Batman, Spider-Man. Like, we're always going to watch it.
Dude, speaking of, I saw a big thing for news. Superman's son came out.
Oh, it's his son? I thought he came out.
No, his son. Or Jonathan Kent? I don't know. I haven't read the comics in a long time. Where did he come out? Is it coming out? I don't know. He didn't like make an announcement. He just making out with the dude.
Was it like Batman's son?
So this is the strangest part. This is the strangest part.
Let me hear it.
He's making out with a reporter. What are the odds that Superman and his kid are both hooking up with reporters?
Oh.
Of all the people on the planet. It's some reporter dude or something. I actually don't even know the specifics. I've seen a lot of people talking about it. What?
What's that phrase? Apple don't fall far from the tree?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, no.
Is that alternate universe?
I don't think so, no. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, bro. Good for him and God bless.
I didn't even know he had a kid.
It's probably in the future.
Named after his dad, dude. Jonathan. Jonathan Kent. After Papa.
OG. Rest. R.I.P.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pour one out for him.
What? Oh, for Jonathan?
Yeah.
No.
Well, okay.
He's always dying, man. But the cancer got him. The tornado got him. Remember the tornado, dude? I teared up when I seen that.
Yeah, but like even those movies were pretty decent.
I thought they were good, man.
Henry,
dude smacked his mom. Dude went off.
Love it,
dude.
Love it.
Went off. This is the problem, though. This is the problem. He was getting handled. He's been on Earth the whole time.
like those people, they it was their first time. The other Kryptonians,
yeah,
they were like, oh my god, like they just started absorbing sunlight, and they're like, oh my god, feeling strong,
yeah,
already destroying him. Remember?
Maybe he was so.
They were wrecking him. They were wrecking.
Like, on their planet. Maybe he just they're just wherever they were from, just stronger. No. Like,
I mean, they were definitely stronger. They were wrecking. Like by the end of the movie, like so Superman's been flying around and shit and fucking shit up, right? Zod. Once his armor comes off, it's like the very end of the movie. All the machines got wrecked. This is like the big head-to-head fight. Zod is like pissed, and he like squeezes his hands, and it's the first time he can ever fly, and he's like focusing, and like his feet come off the ground, and Superman's like rams at him. He's pissed, right? He's figured out how to fly. Dude, Zod immediately is on par with him.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, he was already, like, he would get hit and boom, he'd stop himself. Like, he instantly mastered flying that quickly.
So you're saying Superman should just be...
I'm saying if they had one more day on that planet, they would have wrecked him.
Yeah. I agree, yeah.
If Zod got to practice flying and shit for 1 hour...
Homie would have been done.
Done.
He would have slapped his mom again.
He would have slapped her head into Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold this.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Savage.
But yeah, dude, the fact that they've been trying to recast Henry is just blasphemy.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It's blasphemy, bro. He's
on his birthday, they announced it.
On his birthday?
That's what I heard. Total disrespect. I've seen some tweets. They were like, yo. Yeah.
That's fine. He'll stick with The Witcher and just kill The Witcher.
The Witcher and... Yeah, dude. That's...
Dude's just a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally...
He's a gamer and everything, man.
He's literally like,
back all the way.
Yeah, any type of character like that, he's just perfect.
Mm-hmm. They're saying that Marvel is swooping him up, and they think he might be playing like Hercules or some shit for Marvel. I don't even know the Hercules Marvel, what he's about.
Really?
That's what I heard.
He would be a dope Shazam.
Yeah. And I mean, that would be awesome, right?
Shazam?
Wait, but I mean, that's DC, though.
Oh my god, I'm an idiot. Yeah. But he still would be dope for that, though.
Stupid.
Could you imagine him and Black Adam fighting?
Dude.
The Rock fighting?
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
How are you going to have The Rock against the dude that's... I saw this quick preview. How are you going to have him go against that Shazam dude? That Shazam dude looks like from like Saturday Night Live.
I think
he don't even look like...
He is a comedian, bro. Dude has a bodysuit on.
I know.
And it's so obvious.
He looks such like a...
You couldn't even get CGI on him?
Dude, he's like a turtle with his little neck poking out of that fucking... Yeah. I want him to die.
Yeah.
And that movie was like, fuck, that wasn't even PG-13. That shit was like...
G,
yeah.
Which, it was alright.
Oh my god, it was terrible.
It was
terrible.
It was okay.
Everybody got the power. End of the movie, it was Power Rangers.
You get it. Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
Oh, we're all Shazam.
Yeah, you're right. It was trash. Yeah.
I was like, please let a nuke hit this fucking...
Now, city. The Rock literally plays the same character in every movie. So mm-hmm. It was like a little played out, but... I think it might be dope.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be dope.
I mean, at the end of the day, if I see a little titty jiggle, I'm not going to be mad.
From what? The Rock?
Yeah, a little peck. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Lightning just comes up.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yep.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Dude, there's a lot of good movies coming out. A lot.
Maybe The Rock getting in on that will bring DC to life.
I mean, let's be honest. Aquaman wasn't that bad.
It wasn't. They use like the same kind of formula that
comedy, you know, action.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Marvel is so it's more comedy.
It's because of the comedy, yeah.
Dude, Thor was the first two movies before Ragnarok.
Trash.
They were kind of doo doo.
Ragnarok was the best one.
And that's because they had more comedy in it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing though too. It's like it had comedy in it, but like They can execute it differently, have some subtle comedy, not like insane.
Yeah.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy, I love, dude. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're literally having like belly laughs.
Dude, but it's like constant, right? And DC's kind of more serious.
Yeah.
Right?
I was about to say that. I hope it's funny, but I hope it's
dark. That's why, like, Superman and shit, they're serious.
Yeah. I want it to be dark. I hope this next Batman one, dude, there's, like, I don't laugh at all. I just want him to just be breaking necks, legs, and everything.
They should just film me, yeah.
Film you?
Film me. Yeah. Just going crazy. Just have, like, a bunch of dummies and shit set up. I just fucking just...
Those films getting destroyed. Decimated. Yo, you could be like a like, I'm trying to think of like some like Slavian drug boss or something. You got like that Slavic, like Russian or something like that. You got the look on right now. Just be sitting there like, yo.
Yeah.
A quick fight scene. You get like one. You'll probably, me, I could probably take Batman, but I'll give you like one or two punches in on him, and then you just get destroyed.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Well, it depends on what Batman. Ben Affleck or Robert Pattinson? Robert Pattinson Batman? I'm destroying him. Destroying him all day.
So you think Ben Affleck could be more of... Ben's a little older, dude.
Ben's like 6'2", probably 230 pounds. Robert Pattinson?
Literally just bites people's necks for...
I don't even know how tall he is. Even say
he's tall?
Say even if he's 6 foot, right? 6 foot. So what does he weigh?
I wonder how much he definitely had to put weight on for this movie, though. I can see him be like two. I don't know.
He ain't in the twos.
180 solid?
Yeah. 185, maybe max. Max. I'll fight that motherfucker right now.
What about?
I'll fight him right now.
Bro, homie rolls up on me, dog. I'm going to throw garlic at him. And then, what about the Batman, what was the Batman right before, Ben? The actor's name, I cannot believe
Oh my god. Mad serious, like, screaming at his, like, light guy and shit.
Cannot believe I forget his name right now.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
He's probably in a nursing home now.
I don't know.
I think he's coming out with a new movie or a new series, and it doesn't look that bad.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. He's one of those actors.
I like those Batman movies.
They're probably, yeah, of course. I think they're the best.
You know what I just watched recently? And you should watch it. It's called Reign of Fire.
What is it on?
Christian Bale and Matthew McConaughey. The most jacked you'll ever see Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Dude, he's fucking jacked.
Reign of Fire? When did this come out?
Dude, oh my god, 2005?
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's old school.
It's about...
I was 10.
Something happens, long story short, dragons.
Bro, you got me.
Dragons.
Well, you had me at Ripped, so I'm going to watch them.
Yeah. Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah?
Dragons.
What is it on, Netflix?
I don't know what it's on. I seen it a long time ago, man. But I just watched it again recently. It's a good movie. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. Absolutely jacked in that. Like, unbelievably.
To be honest.
Shaved head, dude. Shaved head.
Yoked up.
Jacked. Cigar hanging out of his mouth. Dude.
He's yoked up.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't really name one Matthew McConaughey movie. I probably just got...
Interstellar.
Oh. Okay, that's it. And I think
you didn't even name that.
And that's the reason why is like I don't think I've ever watched like any of his movies. Yeah, I don't think he was like that big of an actor in my time.
I'm gonna name a movie. This is an ultimate movie. Everybody needs to watch this.
Text me that one movie that you just told me about.
Reign of Fire. My phone's right there. ultimate movie. Another one. Classic. Matthew McConaughey. Amazing movie. Are you ready? It's one of my favorites.
I want to hear.
This is a top 10 classic.
For real?
Frailty.
Crickets. No, I'm joking.
Frailty.
Can we get like a little...
Synopsis?
Yes. A little something. Is it called Frailty?
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey is telling a police officer a story about him growing up with his brother and
They were raised by their father. Mom wasn't in the picture. Died, or I don't know. Anyways, nice family. Perfect. Dad was a mechanic. Worked hard all day. Came home. You know, the two kids got home from school. Made them supper. It was a nice family. Very nice. Middle of the night. One night. Lights go on. Boys, boys, wake up.
You're trying to hype this up really bad right now.
They're like, Dad, what's going on? God just talked to me. He told me we've been chosen.
Uh-oh.
He gave me this. And he, like, unrolls this thing that has, like, gloves and, like, a hammer. Like, oh. Working gloves and shit. And he says, there's demons in this world. And he, what the fuck is that? And he chose us to get rid of them.
What?
Dude.
They just start going.
Dude, I can't even tell you. I can't tell you.
Like vigilantes?
I cannot tell you. These are like little kids, dude. Little kids.
Matthew's like, a father, or he's a little kid right now?
That he's one of the little kids.
Okay.
The little kids are like 5 and 8.
So they become serial killers and they think.
I can't tell you.
No, I'm already telling you what it is. Homie's, he's talking to a cop, so he's getting questioned. He's probably potentially in a jail cell already.
No, he willingly goes there to the police station.
Something wrong.
And he says.
But he's a serial killer.
And he says, I'm not telling you, no. He says, I'm here to tell you about the God's Hand killer.
And he kills the cop then at the end.
I can't tell you anything, dude.
He kills a cop.
The God's Hand killer.
Huh. When did that come out?
Long time ago.
90s.
I was actually told about this one. I was getting a haircut from this chick.
Whoa.
And, dude, she was a talker. She kept telling me about the scariest movie she ever seen. Scariest movie she ever seen. And that was it. And
I saw that's the scariest movie?
That she ever seen.
Really?
That's what she said.
So I don't like.
I'm not saying that.
I don't like horror films.
Dude, it ain't scary to me. Yo.
Yeah, but you're probably like.
Big dog ain't. Yeah. Big dog ain't scared. Okay. It's comedy.
I don't mess with that.
Comedy. No, dude, watch it. It's good. It ain't scary.
I'd rather. I think I'm gonna watch the other one that you were telling me about earlier. You said it's like Venom.
Upgrade. Scarier than that. Just watch them both. I literally dropped so much knowledge on this podcast. Frailty.
Does that mean we have to stop it then?
Upgrade. Reign of Fire. You guys got some homework to do.
Bro.
Let me see in the comments what you guys think of those three movies.
Vikings, three classics.
Those three are all good.
Yeah, I mean, the one with the dragons seems pretty dope. Reign of Fire.
It's probably the that's in third place compared to the other two.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, alright, so circling back to what, Superman? What's his face supposed to be the new Superman?
Who?
Michael B. Jordan. Bro, Creed himself has elevated.
I didn't know that.
Has elevated and became Superman. I think that's, I don't know if it's rumors or what.
Clark Kent.
Yeah. Clark Kent, bro, with a throw.
I didn't hear about that. That's interesting.
I think.
Are they filming this already?
I don't know. I think it's rumors or something.
Oh.
They want him to be it.
Wow. It's an interesting casting. So that's who they threw Henry Cavill.
Yeah, because he's not doing it anymore. Is it
Cavill,
right?
Or Cavill? Henry Cavill?
He's European.
Henry Cavill.
He's European, so what sounds more European?
Cavije.
That's it.
Henry Cavill.
That's it.
They threw him out for Michael B.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll watch it.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be dope.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure.
Still Smallville and shit? Country-ass town? Or where we growing up now?
Probably in the hood, bro.
I'll watch it.
Probably Superman with a little bit more swag. Probably a great dancer.
A great dancer.
You're so great fucking dancer. Stupid. Great. Straight moonwalking on people, bro.
Dude.
I mean, come on. What other act? All right, so if we had a black cast, because that seems like where they're going.
What other black dude would I pick for Superman?
Yeah. I'm trying to even, like... I like the dude that they have for Blade.
Yeah.
That's a good... That was good for the...
Don Cheadle.
No. For, no, that's not Don Cheadle. Okay. No. Cut that. Cut that. No, not Don. The dude has a... I should probably look it up. But, he's a good... He's a decent actor.
Alright. A better... Better black dude to play Superman. Let me think.
I should probably throw out some names for you. Oh, Mahershala Ali. Mahershala Ali. You know what he looks like?
No. I don't even know who that is. Let's see.
This guy.
Oh, I know that dude. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good Blade. He's older. He can't play Superman. He's too old.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying for him.
He's a good Blade, yeah.
I'm just saying it's a good cast for Blade.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I don't know.
Let me give you a list real quick. Hold on.
I never thought of Black Supermans.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Dude, can you imagine Will Smith? He's working out again.
Yeah.
He's working out again.
Uh-oh.
Just make it like a seasoned Superman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe what's it called? Part 2's coming out.
I like Hancock.
Hancock 2's coming out, maybe.
Are you serious?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That's why he's getting... Hancock was good, bro.
I love that. Yeah. That, yo, that movie Bright on Netflix?
That was decent.
I love that.
All right, so we got... This is the list. Michael B.
Okay.
We got Mike Coulter.
He's so tiny, dude. He's tiny.
Well, this guy I was thinking, too.
Who's the dude in Black Panther, the bad dude?
That's Michael B., bro.
That was Michael B.?
Yeah, he's looking like a scrub right now, yeah.
Oh, man.
Michael B. gets big. Creed?
I've never seen it, dude.
You've never seen Creed?
I'm trying to think, dude.
This is Michael B., bro.
I know what he looks like, man. He was in Fantastic Four and shit.
All right, another good guy.
With the dreadlocks and shit, I thought that other dude...
That's Michael B., bro.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that was him.
Now, yeah, now you want size, right?
He'd be a good Superman.
Yeah. Now you want size. Mike Coulter is the guy that plays Luke Cage.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
That dude would be pretty decent as...
His head's too goddamn big, though.
No hair.
I can't see that. I can't...
And no hair.
Yeah, no hair.
Superman has that signature.
Well, we're not going with the signature Superman.
Okay, yeah. It'll be the box cut now.
Dude, I don't know.
All right, so...
LeBron and get the LeBron.
They say number 3 would be John David Washington.
Let me see him.
This is Denzel's son.
How is he at acting? Anything like Denzel?
Pretty good. Very good.
Oh, dude.
He's very good.
100% then. Denzel's amazing.
The homie from Star Wars. Eric.
No.
John Boyega.
Nope.
And then Jesse Usher. Who are you? Boy, looks like he should be in a boy band. So, you like Washington?
I'm going to say him, Washington, and Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jordan and Coulter. Mike Coulter or Salter.
Who's the dude that played in Chronicle? Was that Michael B. Jordan?
I think it was.
That's what I always think of when I think of Michael B. Jordan. I think of, like, skinny-ass little dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't it.
Yeah.
That was your boy in high school, right?
Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
Dane DeHaan.
Yo, what up, bro?
Fourth movie. You guys ready? Went to school with this dude. Chronicle. With Michael B. Jordan. That's how I always envisioned Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize the dude with all the fucking dreadlocks in that movie was him. I wasn't paying attention. I was probably sipping.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, the fact that you didn't know that kind of makes me look at you a little differently.
So stupid.
Just a little bit.
So stupid.
Like, you had to know that, though.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Michael B is a good actor, bro. But it's like, I love Henry so much that it'd be really weird to... I don't really like change. Like, the whole fact that the little kid is Spider-Man, don't like it.
No, yeah, no. I feel you. I understand.
But Michael B's not a scrub either.
You know, at this point, though, DC, they got to do what they can. You know what I mean? Who's going to bring it to life?
I mean, Henry...
The Rock's going to bring it to life, I bet, a little bit.
That's a big name.
Big name, and he's all about social media and shit. You know what I mean? Michael B. Jordan.
Jason Momoa, dude.
Jason Momoa.
Another big guy.
Get him on something. Ben Diesel, dude.
Stop.
Get him as the Superman.
What, are you going to be flying space cars, bro? Dude, did you see the new Fast?
Mm-mm.
I heard it was absolute trash.
I don't think so. Yeah. Nope, didn't.
I think they were in space or something like that.
Dude, stop it.
I could have sworn I heard that, dude.
I watch it. Like I watch them all. I watch them all.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, you kind of have to.
I watch any of them.
You already know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
You're not looking for amazing acting.
Yeah.
You're just looking at...
stupid, ridiculous explosions and shit.
Yeah, that's going to keep you entertained for like an hour.
Fucking jumping off tanks.
Yeah.
You know?
And like maybe one or two cool races.
Yeah, yeah. Racing with the helicopter.
Hot take.
Off the side of a cliff, through buildings.
Hot take. Hit the buzzer, DG. Tokyo Drift was the best. A lot of people might think I'm crazy for that.
Tokyo Drift was high.
Tokyo Drift was the only movie that was... the whole movie was like racing. There was no FBI stuff or no...
I like the original. The very first Fast and Furious.
Even that was like with FBI. Like, that was dope. Trust me, that's number two.
It's literally what the franchise was supposed to be like.
That's
realistic.
That's number two, though.
Realistic.
What's crazy is that
Tokyo Drift with little Bow Wow and shit. With little
killed
Hulk.
It.
Hulk fucking...
Literally should have got an Oscar
Nissan
for
Nissan Cube.
Should have got an Oscar for that.
Shut the fuck up. You fucking Gaijin.
Bro. That's my favorite one. And maybe a lot of it is because of the song. Not that one.
It's always Monday.
That's a banger too. I'm like, Tokyo, that one, bro.
Wonder where we go. When I see me, Tokyo.
Hey.
When I see me,
Hey. Yeah, that's the best one, bro. Mm. Then it goes number one, two, and then the other ones are. The one with, number four is dope, too. I like number four. Because they got.
I don't even know what the fuck that
that's
is.
That's the one
dude.
They were on DR, Dominican Republic. They're like
all
crossing the border and stuff.
Like, I know the first one, and then I know Tokyo Drift, and then the other ones are all the same.
Just a blur, yeah.
Dude, yeah. It's a small movie.
I think number four, does The Rock go in that one or the fifth one? I think The Rock comes in at the fifth one. When they're in Brazil or something like that.
Whenever The Rock comes in, it gets real.
Yeah. He comes with the tank and everything, the big truck or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, Vin Diesel, bro. He came with that Triple X movie, couldn't even finish the first 20 minutes of it. Dude was skiing down a forest.
That shit was real. It's not a true story.
He jumped out of a helicopter and landed on his 2 feet in a forest going down the mountain.
I gotta pee quick. All
right. I didn't know what we were talking about, bro.
I just got soaked, dude. I had to take an emergency piss, guys. Sorry. All right. We can... what else do we want to say? Start wrapping it up here.
Yeah, I mean... topics, dude. We got leave in the comments topics and all that stuff. Maybe next time we'll watch that trailer, the Flash trailer.
Mm.
You get like a little quick reaction out of it, talk about it.
Mm.
He's not a bad Flash.
I don't think he's a bad Flash at all. Yeah.
I tell you what, Snyder Cut made me like him better.
Mm-hmm. The Snyder Cut they should have kept, man, because. Like, they didn't show anything for Cyborg in the movie.
Yeah.
In Snyder Cut, you got to see all about Cyborg.
I like Cyborg better. Yep. I hated him in the first one. I hate the Flash in the first one. And this
did
one
did him justice.
It made it
Yeah.
Even though Snyder Cut was basically all about Cyborg.
That dude that played Cyborg.
Superman?
Could play a good Superman. They're going to have him play both, though?
Bro. He just transforms into Cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg is he's kind of OP, bro.
Is there going to be a white Cyborg? What are they going to do? Is this another reality? Is this...
No, dude. It might be the same reality where Superman has his son that's making out with the reporter.
Yeah, white son? You're throwing me off, man. I got to get better sources, man. I don't know.
I think it's rumors, but something that cool to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be mad at it if it was Michael, because Michael, I think we could do it justice.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I don't know what they're going to do. Like, you know what I mean?
I think they're also having a solo Killmonger, his character in Black Panther.
Yeah.
I think they're having a solo movie about him.
Pretty sure he's dead. Black Panther put his ass to sleep. He dead. End of the movie. He dead.
Maybe it was before then.
I'm looking at the sunset or sunrise, remember? He like maybe. Propped him up. He's like...
Oh, yeah, he was, right?
He's fucking dead, man.
I think maybe before all that happened, I definitely heard about that.
He did.
He did.
Yeah. They've been trying to, like, the new trend is showing villains and, like, justifying their actions.
Mm.
So, like, you're like, oh, I get what he was doing. Excuse me. Nobody's just crazy anymore.
Like the Joker.
Yeah. Well, they did it with him.
Yeah.
He ain't just crazy either. See all the shit he went through? It like made sense by the end of the movie. He'd be like in the bus, like trying to make the little kid laugh. That lady's like, stop talking to my kid. And he was like, and I was like, oh my God, you don't know what you're doing. you are creating a monster.
Literally ticking time bomb, bro.
Dude was trying to be so nice to everybody. Like, literally that whole movie, he's the nicest person.
Yeah.
Everybody's mean to him.
Snaps, dude. Dude,
you want to see me? Dude, how about with the the scene where he fucking is in that, like, the midget's apartment? Dude, that's crazy.
I was like, and I actually like that midget too.
Yeah.
I think he survived, right?
He did, yeah. They were boys, man.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like, you can leave. And he couldn't reach the lock. He's jumping and shit. And then he's like, comes over. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill him. And I was like, and then he's like,
thanks for not being mean to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking lets him out. I was like, holy fuck.
Bro, side note, this is random. Nothing about. So. Yesterday, me and my little cousin were going to get a car.
Okay.
His first car. Homie that we're buying the car from doesn't speak English. Some Spanish dude.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in his house, which I was like, oh, I hate walking in people's houses. I noticed him lock the first door. He closed.
What are you going in his house for? You're looking at the car. I wouldn't go inside.
It was in his backyard, in his like garage.
Walk around the house.
I know. But it was like in Allentown where... It was in a row of homes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it, trust me. If I would have known, I would jump about. It was in the hood, yeah. Then he locks another.
You carrying?
No, I wasn't. But trust me, I got hands, bro.
You just scrub. You just scrub.
Then he locks the door again, bro.
But once you went in, he locked it.
But he let us walk in first, and then he locked it. I was like, bro, what is going on?
I'm in like this.
My little cousin's like, he's like, I see him. He's like looking around. And he starts speaking in Spanish. I was like, bro, if I hear a man's voice, something's about to go down. But I think he was talking to his wife or something.
Vámonos, muerte.
Yeah. Órale, they're here. But I was like, bro, I was a little sketched out. I was like, why is he locking two locks?
Yeah.
I'm looking around. He lets us in first, which I hate. That's how you always get killed. Like, you go walk in, the guy's behind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was all right. We bought the car. It's actually a good car. But... Long story short is don't go in strangers' houses.
I already knew that, man. You're new Jack.
Yeah, I know, bro. Then he saw me. I was like, I could barely fit through the door, bro. I'm just like, you know, yoked up and everything. No, I'm so fat. I hate it. But, we were actually sketched out, dude. It was kind of like.
Yeah.
He had a little. Side note, if he has a rat tail, Don't trust them either. You know, that's like another.
He had a rat tail?
Homie had a rat tail.
Oh my God.
That's the thing, though. I was looking at the rat
tail. All the flags.
Dude, I would have grabbed that, John, though. And you, once you grab a rat tail, it's really hard for them to, like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So.
Royce Gracie versus Chemo.
He grabbed the rat. He grabbed this.
Dude had a long rat tail fucking thing.
Really?
And it was a famous, like, one of the early UFC type fights. Royce Gracie is like 165 pounds, but he's fucking good.
Oh, yeah, he's a legend, bro.
Yeah. And the Chemo dude is like over 100 pounds more, pure muscle, roided out of his mind.
Yeah.
And it's literally the only reason that Hoist won.
He just grabbed his rat tail.
He was holding it and like just trying to survive getting destroyed and like trying to like do shit. Yeah. And it ended.
I gotta watch that one.
And, you know, some people might be like, no, he's fucking good. He had a good ground game. It was because of that. It's the only reason he won.
Dude.
Because once the judges called it and shit, right? The Chemo dude just walks out of the ring, right? People had to carry Royce Gracie out.
What? No way.
Dude, they were like, he couldn't just hold himself up.
Yeah, wrecked. At the end of the day, if both people are skilled, you know, kind of like, not same skill level, but weight plays a huge factor, bro.
Of course.
People think like...
The reason the weight classes exist is because people are dying.
People were like, oh, I can destroy this guy, but they... Like, sometimes I think, like, dude, I would destroy Conor McGregor because the guy's 115 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably get destroyed by him, but I weigh, like, 100 more pounds than him, you know? I would think I would... I probably sound like an idiot, but weight is a huge difference, dude.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. He's got tons of training. Yeah. Say you... say he's trained his whole life and everything. Say you had 6 months of solid training.
Yeah.
I think you'd beat him.
I mean, and you could look at two.
I'm talking like, I'm not talking octagon though. I'm talking like right here in this room.
Oh, dude.
Fight.
Especially with his bum knee right now. Or his ankle, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll kick that jaw once. But you can look at like Jake Paul.
Yeah.
People were thinking that he was going to get his first fight or his second fight against Nate Robinson.
Okay.
The dude's an athlete. Dude's like 5'6", a dunk, freak of nature. They were like, oh, he's going to get destroyed. But I was like, dude, the dude weighs way more than him. He's taller and absolutely knocks him out in the first round.
Yeah. That dude had no fighting experience.
Yeah, but people were like thinking because he's an athlete and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he trained. But yeah, you're right. Training is a big thing too, you know.
You cold versus McGregor? Whooping.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Me? I'll fucking destroy him. Anyways. No, but like, yeah, I mean, if you had 6 solid months.
Maybe, dude, yeah.
It would help. You know? I've never seen him go against somebody, an opponent that had advantage of weight like that. Those guys are weighing in, I mean.
125 pounds, dude.
Yeah, they're like, I think very tiny.
I'm going to look up his last weight.
It might. When they get into the ring, they might be 145.
Yeah, you're right.
But still, man, just like 80 pounds, 80 pound difference.
Fighting weight is...
Boxing is a whole nother animal though. Boxing can do. I boxed a few times and, it's hard. It's real hard.
Oh, never mind. He's 170, bro.
And all of a sudden you question.
Oh, his last fight, he weighed in at 156. 154, yeah. Conor McGregor's weight.
Yeah.
Literally curl that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends.
I think he's tall, though, too. You know, this tall guy's a little, like...
McGregor is not tall.
No, he's not, right?
But now you got Diamond.
Yeah, think about that.
He's like 5'9 or something.
And that's why his legs got just destroyed, dude. He's so, like... I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking. I don't really know how to play it.
Yeah, we're both just talking out of our asses. Yeah. But, the leg thing, though, I've seen other athletes, man, they're fucking get their legs.
It looks horrible.
It happens all the time.
Yeah,
happens all the time,
bro. I think the worst feeling ever would be a shin to shin kick.
Dude, I've seen that so many times.
I know, but I'm saying that has to be the worst
feeling in the world. And then like yours just folds around the other guys.
Bro, it has to be the worst feeling in the world.
I feel like they don't feel it right away, and then yeah, it's just got to be.
Their pain tolerance is insane.
Well, we get to see immediately after it happens. I'm sure you've had some kind of devastating injury.
I have. Yeah. And like right immediately, like you don't even feel it.
That's true. Their adrenaline's bump.
It's just like 2 days later, dude. You're like, ah, yeah. Where the pills at?
Well, it's funny. I was watching an interview, and there's a running back.
Them guys got so many millions, though. They're like, yo, put some stem cells right into that shit. You know?
But he was, it was a running
us, back. They're like, you go to the doctor and they give you like prescription Tylenol. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's like three Tylenols in one pill.
Literally.
You're like, yo.
They were saying like, he's a running back. So every play he's getting destroyed by like guys twice his weight. And he was saying every day when he wakes up after, like the week after, he feels like he just got hit by a bus like every day. Like his muscles are just completely sore.
It's insane.
And they're like freak athletes too, so. But yeah, dude, these guys are totally balls. Did you just break that? Dude, how powerful are you?
Apparently too powerful. I didn't
just ruin your night.
Why am I so strong?
That's straight bone, bro.
I didn't do that. That was with one hand, too.
Mother-in-law got that for you, right?
I barely tried. My wife got me this. My wife got me this.
Yikes.
I barely tried, dude. Oh, my God.
Well, guess what?
It's just legit, too. Nah, it feels good.
She get you a new one, bro.
Feels solid still.
All right, don't look at me when you do that.
Well, creep. All right. Well, thanks for sticking around this long, guys. Let us know what questions you have with the episode. Make sure you watch those four shows. Let us know your thoughts. Everything we were talking about.
Literally, and write questions about anything. Like, we talk about anything.
Talk about anything. Anything and everything. Let us know your thoughts.
Aliens?
Aliens, yo.
Paranormal?
Are you kidding?
Maybe not politics, though, right?
Probably not politics. Probably not politics.
But if something's funny enough, we can probably talk
about it. Yeah. People are already sensitive enough with everything.
We don't care about anything.
Yeah.
We just want to have fun, bro, and talk.
Dude, just sip. Just sip and talk. Talking and sipping.
But yeah, man, anything. Movies, shows. Literally probably the most random podcast, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. So let us know. And we'll bring up some of the comments. You guys have questions or anything? Bring them up in the next episode.
Yes, sir.
See you guys soon.